coach. Yep. Started off with two wins. Tough loss to St. Elmo Brownstown the other night. But now, you know how things are shaking out. You know what that you're going to be in that third place game. Right. And of course, happy with where you were the first two games and just a tough loss. Some things didn't go your way the third game. But seeing that you guys are 2-1 at this point in the season, you know, what are some things that you're seeing that you like so far and some things that really need to fine-tune? Even though it's early in the season, really got to get them fixed quick.
Right. We really got to work on our defense more than anything. First game, we turned Mount Olive over a lot, but they're a pretty inexperienced team, and we struggled a little bit with Ramsey. We should have played a little better defense than we did, but we were able to score a lot of points in both those two games and come out with a win. And we really struggled against St. Elmo Brownstown and their pressure, and we've still got a young team. We start two sophomores at guard, and those two guys have pretty well carried us, but we've got to get better on handling pressure. And we got to kick it up on our defensive end a little bit, actually.
Of course, you talk about, you know, you guys are a young team with starting the two sophomores, but right. You know, one thing that you have seen on them, they're not afraid to just really get in there and grind it out, and they've done a pretty good job for the most part of taking a lot of smart shots, and that's something you don't always see out of younger players, but you've seen that so far out of those young guys.
Right.
So having them mix in, you know, with the older guys shows a lot of promise.
Right. I mean, they've really mixed in. Actually, they've got as much experience as some of our older guys. We've got a senior who comes off the bench for us, first year he's ever played organized basketball. And he's doing well, Gavin Strokic. I mean, can't say enough about that kid. And then we've got a couple other kids coming off the bench that we don't have a lot of experience all the way through. And last year was a struggle, but I feel a lot better where we are right now than we were last year. So I think by mid-season, we'll be a lot better basketball team than we are right now.
Of course, one strength you have is that, you know, when you look at your starting five, you know, you have the five in Hartman, Eisnagel, Bauer, right. Sugg, Scoggins. Any of them can drop double-digit scoring any right. night, and so it really makes you guys versatile.
Yeah, those five guys, and then by the first game we had six guys in double figures, and Hagen Hendricks Meyer, I mean, he'd be starting for a lot of teams, but he's and I talked to him earlier in the season. I said, we need a spark plug coming off the bench, and he does that. He's a kid that shows up every day and gives it 110%. And you couldn't ask for any more out of him either. So, and he's another sophomore, and our sophomore class is pretty talented. We got some other guys that haven't got a lot of varsity play, but I think as the year moves on, we got some kids that are going to play more yet. So,
of course, you look at the possibility who you're going to play. You know, really
right.
watching Father McGivney and Lebanon right now, you got to feel it's probably a good chance of it being Father McGivney.
Right.
So you've been able to watch them this week. You know, how do you guys match up with them? You know, do you go with what you've already been playing, or are you going to try and switch things up a little bit, whether it's tempo wise or just the personnel?
I think we're going to come out. We're going to try to push your tempo, and we're going to try to get the ball in the paint a lot. I think sometimes we don't get Landon Sugg enough touches in the paint, and of course I get on him once in a while. He needs to be a little bit better about catching the ball. He's a really good passer for a big guy, but sometimes catching the ball and getting his hands is a problem. And like I say, he's a work in progress for kid, and he can also step out and knock down the outside shot. And it's the one thing that's nice about our team. We've got five guys on the floor most of the time that can knock down the outside shot, and that's one thing we got to get falling for us. And I said we've got to step up on defense. I'd like to be holding teams closer to 40 or under 40 and not letting them get 40, 50, 60 points on us. So
of course, when you look at defensively, how you can match up with them, you know,
right.
got the quickness, got the size inside, so that should hopefully be a fairly good matchup for you defensively.
Right, right. We should be able to handle them, and we should handle the boards. I mean, that's one thing. The first two games, we pretty well controlled the boards, and we didn't control the boards the other night. That hurt us more. Even though we were getting outplayed, we give too many second chance points. That's one thing I really want to change.
Of course, granted, you know, you're playing in the third place game, but
right.
The big thing is no matter what, you know, crowd's been great for you guys all week long, but
right.
you know everybody's really going to turn out on Championship Saturday for all the place games, so you know you're going to have a crowd here for that third place game. How big is that going to be for you guys, having that home court advantage, having them behind you?
It's going to be huge for us, and the crowd gets behind us, and I think the boys feed off that, that's what we got to have. We've got to get a fan base built here. We've got a lot to build here yet. And I hope they will keep buying into what I've been trying to sell to them. And we pick it up on the defensive end. I think we'll be tough, and I think we'll handle our own in our conference.